Live on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy says the reduction in respite services for children with disabilities in Donegal is scandalous. The chairperson of the Lennon Festival has hit out at some local representatives in Donegal for not supporting this year's event. It's reported that hundreds of homeowners in the Burt area are being affected by a foul smell originating from the Slab Road area, and residents and businesses in Valcarra have been left without water today again. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, another Midlands Northwest MEP is calling for the Mercosur trade deal to be scrapped immediately. Lukeming Flanagan believes the EU trade agreement with South America would be devastating for the environment. The deal would allow 99,000 tonnes of beef to be exported to Europe every year. Mr Flanagan is particularly concerned about farming practices in South America, calling the deforestation of land for pasturing a catastrophe.
In relation to the Mercosur deal, this deal should be cancelled. We should not go ahead with it because it is not sustainable. I'll say it again, we have the most sustainable beef on the planet produced on permanent pasture land, and it should not be replaced with this environmental abomination.
However, the Agriculture Commissioner says the deal creates the potential for a significant increase in exports, not just for Irish food and dairy producers, but for many other businesses as well. Phil Hogan claims the deal will support over 110,000 jobs in rural Ireland and offer export opportunities for the chemicals, pharmaceuticals, machinery, electrical equipment and medical devices sectors. He says Ireland currently has a trade surplus with the four Mercosur countries, and this deal will see that surplus increase.
Culture and food area on the dairy sector, there is significant gains in cheese and infant formula and skim milk powder and confectionery and other processed products. So all of this will lead to an increased amount of activity between Ireland and the Mercosur countries, and where I expect that the surplus of 1.1 billion that we have today will increase dramatically over the next 15-20 years.
It's reported that hundreds of homeowners in the Burt area are being affected by a foul smell originating from the Slab Road area. Local councillor Jack Murray says over the past number of weeks the odour has become unbearable and is not only affecting the Burt area but also Burnfoot and Toobin. Donegal County Council and the Environmental Protection Officer have been contacted. Councillor Murray says something needs to be done to put an end to this once and for all.
This has been happening over the last few months and have been particularly inundated in the last few days with people who've just reached the end of their tether. This is more than just what people see as a country smell. This is almost toxic. People, they're taking their clothes off from the line. It's stinking. They have to close the window. The smell is just really, they're coming through their house. And today, I know there's a wake in Burnfoot. A grieving family, and they're putting up with this absolutely unbearable smell. And it's just reached the point that people can't take it anymore. It's covering a huge area, the village of Burnfoot, Toobin, across the Burt. And it just has to stop. I've been in contact with the Environmental Health Officer. I've been speaking to Donegal County Council. And it's just I've been relaying my frustration that people should not have to deal with this anymore.
And as you say, this issue has been raised numerous times before. Would you be hopeful that something could be done to bring it to an end this time?
It has to be done. I won't accept anything less. People just should not have to deal with this anymore. This is more than an inconvenience. This is people's lives just being really pulled out of kilter. It's unbearable. Over the last number of months, I've been receiving complaints regularly, but in the last couple of days, I've just been absolutely inundated that people are just so angry that this could continue. So I've been asking, I'll be demanding that action is taken on this because this cannot be tolerated any longer.
A Donegal deputy says the reduction in respite services for children with disabilities in Donegal is scandalous. Respite care provided to children with intellectual disabilities in the county has been cut by over 245,000 hours over the past 5 years. Deputy Pierce Doherty says for families to do without these crucial supports is completely unacceptable and is urging both the government and the HSE to address the issue.
This has left families in a very difficult situation. This has left children not having their needs met. And it's absolutely scandalous that this level of cuts has been taking place in Donegal by the HSE and by the government to children who are very vulnerable, children with intellectual disabilities, and families who are caring for those children but need that respite in order for them to continue to provide that care, love and attention for the children in this situation, and which saves a huge amount of money for the state instead of having people in long-term residential care.
As you say, the demand is obviously there. Are there any plans from what you've been speaking to relevant bodies in terms of reinstating some of those hours?
Well, one of the areas that we've been working on is the issue in South Donegal around Seaview House, and that's been very sporadic over the last while in relation to providing hours. In some weeks, there's no hours provided. In other weeks, there's a large number of hours. There is a new operator coming in there, which is Rehab, which will be taking up their role shortly. But again, the decision by the HSE is flawed, because while we have put in for a 7-day service, the HSE has only authorised them for 5 days, which means that they could have provided an extra 15,000 hours per annum, but have decided to actually penny pinch and deny these children and families their hours.
The Social Protection Minister says we can't keep increasing pensions and social welfare payments by €5 a week every budget. Regina Doherty says that approach isn't targeting the people who need help the most. There are calls for €9 increase to both pension and job seekers payments in budget 2020. Minister Doherty says the money would have a better impact through targeted measures.
If we keep continuing doing the fiver across the board for everybody, first of all, it kind of diminishes in the value, but second of all, it doesn't actually hit the people who really need the attention from the state the most. And so those 120,000 children who are living in consistent poverty, they don't get helped by a fiver across the board. They get helped by targeted increases in the qualified child payment.
The chairperson of the Lenham Festival has hit out at some local representatives in Donegal for not supporting this year's event. Anthony McCahill is claiming that all but one Donegal County Councillor failed to contribute to the festival despite attempts to contact them. The prestigious event, now in its 50th year, is getting underway today and runs until July the 15th with a wide-ranging programme. Mr McCahill says a lot of work went into organising the event by the committee and says it's unfortunate that most councillors didn't make an effort.
Hugely disappointed, Catherine, yeah. Very unfortunate that we had sent emails earlier in the year and there was no response. When everyone was reseated this term, we actually sent congratulations and emails to them to congratulate them for that purpose and asked them would there be a few pounds spare to throw into the 50th anniversary, you know. But no, we've had absolutely no feedback. And I have to admire Councillor John O'Donnell. John has offered to come in and help run the events with us. And he has made a contribution and he's the only one. And I definitely admire him hugely for that.
And as you say, it is in its 50th year, always a prestigious event, but this year even more so.
This year even more so is right, because, I mean, I don't know how long the festival will run. I think it's fantastic that it has reached the goal to actually have 50 years gone by, and congratulate the committees again that keep it running. But if they're not going to get the support, you know, I have been walking the streets of Letterkenny and Mulford and Kilmacrenan with a few other committee members where we did get huge support. And I have to admire those businesses for doing what they did do and congratulate us on our 50th anniversary, you know. But to be snubbed by the Donegal County Councillors is totally unbelievable.
Residents and businesses in Fulcarra have been left without water today again. Properties including the HSC block in the town were affected by another pipe burst this morning. The area has suffered numerous outages in recent times, with upgraded pipe replacement works due to begin in the autumn. Local councillor Micheál Colmagill-Osbeg believes works in the area could have been carried out in tandem with the recent resurfacing works to prevent what he says is a huge waste of taxpayers' money.
Last year, we as a council had a town enhancement programme. Tarred, the main street, my understanding is Irish Water were more than aware of this programme going ahead and yet failed to move to replace that water line that they knew would eventually have to be replaced. There is a history of bursts on that line. It's not a case that this is a once-off. And here we are again, a old system, our old way of work that I thought we were moving away from, where we were tarring roads, and then after a short time, if Irish Water commits funding to it, we'll have to dig it up again. This is not the best use of taxpayers' money.
As we know, Irish Water has agreed to carry out repair works to the supply of their infill Carra in September or October of this year. When those works are finalised, I'm sure that what they have dug up will be retired again.
Yes, but where Irish Water are going to replace that roughly around 3 kilometres of a route around the Kilcarra Gartahark area, they're old roads in the sense that they need retired anyway. But what we have here is Kilcarra Main Street has been under a town renewal programme and got new Bicmac and Carr on it last year. And if Irish Water commits to money on this line, which they haven't to date and hopefully they will, they'll have to dig that road up again and retire it. A total and utter waste of taxpayers' money. I do know that we as a council do put our programmes of work forward to Irish Water when that work was being carried out last year.
The review into Fine Gael TD Maria Bailey's Swingate incident has been read by the Taoiseach. Leo Radker says he met with Deputy Bailey and will announce in the next week whether she'll face sanction from the party. Maria Bailey had taken a personal injuries claim against a Dublin hotel for falling off a swing at the property. She withdrew the claim after public backlash and Taoiseach Leo Radker commissioned an independent review into it.
Yeah, I received the report only in the last couple of days. I've read it. I've met with David Kennedy, who was the author of the report, and I met with Deputy Bailey last night, so I intend to respond to it next week. In terms of publishing the report, you know, it's not normal for a political party or even a media organisation or an employer to publish an internal report.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 13 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Yeah, thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with golf. Day two of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open in County Clare at Lahinch. Xander Lombard is the clubhouse leader. Cormac Sharvin is the leading Irish player as we now go to Lahinch and get the latest with Dennis Kirwan.
South Africa's Xander Lombard added a 67 to his 64 for a 9-under par total, and he leads by one at Lahinch from England's Eddie Pepperell, who also signed for a 67. Next best on 7-under par are Lee Westwood, Abraham Anser and Jorge Campillo. It was a tough day for the first round leader Padraig Harrington. He made 4 bogeys on his outward half and 2 birdies and a bogey on his back 9, all added up to a 73 to add to his opening 63 for a 4-under par total, and he's 5 shots in arrears at present. Shane Lowry is also having a tough day. He went out in 2 over par and he also bogeyed 10 and 11 and has fallen back to level par overall through 12 and now has a battle on his hands just to make the cut. Cormac Sharvin from Ardglass is the leading Irishman. He completed a second round 69. He moves to 5 under par, while Robin Dawson, Paul Dunn and Paul McBride will all be around for the weekend. At the 2019 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open at Lahinch with McGurksGolf.com for in-store club fitting with the most advanced TrackMan technology. I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Just another addition to those scores. Michael McGeady of Evolve Coaching in Letterkenny. Well, he's had a difficult start to day two through the fifth hole. He's 3 over for today so far, and that means he sits to par at 4 over. McGeady with a bit of work to do if he is to stand any sort of chance of making it in to the weekend. Finn Harps and Derry City have big games tonight in the SSE Air Trusty League Top Flight. With the details, PJ Lynch.
A Finn Harps win at UCD tonight would give the Ballybuffet side a 7-point advantage over the students in the battle to avoid relegation. UCD would still have 3 games in hand, but the pressure would be mounting on the Dublin team. Harps boss Ollie Horgan says the home side will feel confident they can get a result and close the gap on Harps.
The 4 games of us in UCD are going to be telling points, not just this one. We would take a draw with open arms where we speak at the moment, but the last time we went up there, we'd have taken a draw and we got far, far from it. You know, should UCD turn us over, they've 3 games in hand and a point behind. Which do you prefer, a point on the board or 3 games in hand? I'm not quite sure, but UCD would fancy their chances tomorrow night. They won't have any fear of us whatsoever. They've a very good record against us up there. Should we win? Yeah, but we need to play very, very well, I think, to try and get 3 points up there.
Chris Ashmore will have live updates on Highland from UCD versus Finn Harps from the 7:45 PM kickoff. Elsewhere, Dundalk have an 8-point lead at the summit of the Premier Division ahead of their match at Derry City. Having been a 2-0 down in their previous meeting at Oriel Park, Derry came back to gain a point. Here's Derry manager Declan Devine.
We know that they're coming here with a real focus. since we took a point off them in Oriel, they've won 9 games on the bounce, which is incredible form. They have the best players in all positions. They have serial winners in all positions. All we can control is ourselves and have our game plan right. And hopefully, if our game plan is right, we can actually show our supporters, more importantly, that we're actually not a bad side ourselves.
Also tonight, Shamrock Rovers host Sligo. Cork City take on Bohemians at Turner's Cross, while Waterford are at home to St Pat's.
So a busy night ahead on the soccer front's updates from both of those games, Fun Harps and Derry City tonight here on Highland. Another soccer news, Shea given a staying with Derby County as their goalkeeping coach. The Donegal man will form part of a new look coaching team with the championship side following the departure of Frank Lampard to Chelsea. Given was head goalkeeping coach under Lampard and will now work with boss of Philip Cocu at Pride Park. The former Dutch international won titles with PSV in Holland and is an ex-Barcelona midfielder. In Gaelic games, the Ulster Under-20 Football Championship semi-finals start tonight. Derry play Fermanagh at Healy Park in Omagh. That one gets underway at 8 o'clock. The second semi-final is tomorrow afternoon in the first game of a doubleheader at Clonus at 3:15. It's Cavan against Tyrone. Will it be an All-Northwest Under-20 final? Derry and Tyrone are favourites going into their respective games this weekend. The second match of that doubleheader tomorrow is at 5 o'clock. It's Cavan taking on Tyrone. It is, of course, the winners going through to the Super 8 series, and it's another tricky encounter for Tyrone, in an all-Ulster tie. We will have updates from the first half with Francis Mooney from that game tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Cork play Laois. The winners of that Cavan, Tyrone and Cork Laois games go into the group that involves Dublin. Donegal will be keeping a keen interest on the other games taking place. That's Galway against Mayo at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and on Sunday, Meath against Clare. The winners of those games, of course, go into Donegal's group along with Kerry, of course, in the Super 8. All County League action for tonight gets underway tonight in Division 1. Bundoran are playing St Eunan's. That one's due to throw in at 8 o'clock, while in Division 3, Nivora take on Downings at 8:30. There's also a Senior Hurling Championship game tonight with Buncrana up against McCool's. Looking into the rest of the games this weekend, a change of fixture in Division 1. Glenswilly were due to take on Neave Connell on Sunday afternoon. That game has now been moved to Saturday evening. Our feature game on Sunday Sport will have coverage from Gweedore against St Michael's, and I suppose the big game in Division 2 is Killybegs against Ardragh. Killybegs were the former leaders in the section, but Ardragh currently are table toppers there. There's also games in Division 3 and Division 4 on Saturday and Sunday as well. It's another busy weekend of action on the cricket front. There's league games tomorrow, but there's two big cup semi-finals to come on Sunday. With the details, Eamon McLaughlin.
Our featured game on Sunday will be one of the Bank of Ireland semi-finals of the Senior Cup. That game between Ardmore and Brigade. Ardmore, currently second in the Championship, take on the Premiership leaders Brigade, who will be strong favourites to win. But don't underestimate Ardmore. And the other semi-finals, a repeat of last week's league game, where Glendermot entertain Ballyspallan. There's a full programme of games on Saturday. Big one is at Brady, with Brady, who lying second, take on league leaders Brigade. Eglinton welcomes Strabane to the village. Ballyspallan play Coleraine in a relegation battle, while Glendermot entertain Dunamana. St Johnstone have a difficult home game on Saturday when they take on second in the table Ardmore.
We go to tennis, and men's top seed defending champion Novak Djokovic is in action in the third round at Wimbledon at the moment, and he's tied at a set apiece with a Hubert Hurkacz. Djokovic won the first 7-5, with Hurkacz winning the second 7-6 on court one. Elsewhere, last year's beaten finalist Kevin Anderson is out, losing out in straight sets today to Guido Pela. Women's 7th seed Samoa Halep is through to the next round. She won a straight set 6-3, 6-1 against Victoria Azarenka, while the women's 14th seed Carolina Wozniacki is out. She went down in straight sets to China's Xuan Zhang today. And Carolina Pliskova needed 3 sets to overcome Heish Su Wei. The third seed is also into the next stage. In horse racing, broadcaster and journalist John McCrick has passed away at the age of 79. He was known for his eccentric style and flamboyant presenting on Channel 4 and ITV's television coverage of sport across 4 decades. Finally, in athletics, there's an event taking place tomorrow where Northwest competitors are hoping to bring medals back down the road. That's the National Junior and Under 23 Track and Field Championships. Tullamore is the venue tomorrow for that event. And as I said, there's a number of athletes hoping to go up there and compete and win some medals as well. Patsy McGonigal will be following the action for us tomorrow from that one. Don't forget updates tonight from the matches involving Fun Harps and Derry City in the Premier Division of the SSER Trusty League. The kickoff as from 7:45. The first of the updates will be after the 8 o'clock news. That's it, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, mostly cloudy today with some patches of light rain or drizzle. Highest temperatures of 16 to 19 degrees. Winds will be light or moderate and westerly in direction. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, it's reported that hundreds of homeowners in the Burt area are being affected by a foul smell originating from the Slab Road area. Local councillor Jack Murray says over the past number of weeks, the odour has become unbearable and is not only affecting the Burt area, but also Burntfoot and Toobin. The chairperson of the Lennon Festival has hit out at some local representatives in Donegal for not supporting this year's event. Anthony McCahill is claiming that all but one Donegal County Councillor failed to contribute to the festival despite attempts to contact them. Another Midlands Northwest MEP is calling for the Mercosur trade deal to be scrapped immediately. Lukeming Flanagan believes the EU trade agreement with South America would be devastating for the environment. And a Donegal deputy says the reduction in respite services for children with disabilities in Donegal is scandalous. Respite care provided to children with intellectual disabilities in the county has been cut by over 245,000 hours over the past 5 years. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 5th of July. The death has taken place of Sinead Logue Cranford. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there at 11:30 on Monday morning, for Mass at 12 noon in Cool Chapel, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny Hospital, care of McIlwee Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has occurred of Maureen McCallion, Carn Road, Glenealy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:20, going to St Mary's Church, Buchan, for funeral mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Nazareth House, Fawn, care of McFeely Funeral Directors or any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Lawrence Sweeney, Longlands Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy. Burial afterwards in the Old Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, née Coyle, 18, The Cottages, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral on Sunday morning, leaving her home at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Fawn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, care of any family member, or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Ollie Bidwell, 9 Lurgyvale Cottages, Kilmacrennan. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service in St Mary's Church, Fawn, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The house is strictly private, please. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLafferty, Funeral Director. The death has occurred in London of Charlie Rogers, formerly of Letcher Ca, Crawley. His ashes will repose at Madeline's funeral home until 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment of ashes in the local cemetery. The death has occurred of Gary Kelly, Ede Nuttall, Crossroads, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his home. A funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Bernadette Boyle, name McGrory, 11 Derryvay Avenue, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Enan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. The death has taken place of Magella McGrenra, née Henderson, 11 Willow Grove, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. And the death has taken place in York Hospital of John Ledley, 12 Linwood Avenue, Copmanthorpe, York. Month's Mind Mass will take place in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, on Friday next, June 12th, at 7:30.